This past weekend was the first time Juneteenth was celebrated as a federal holiday. It honors the day when some of the last enslaved people learned of the Emancipation Proclamation. But WHYY's Katie Meyer reports even amid the celebration, there's a broad consensus that the work toward racial equality has a long way to go.
On Saturday, the youngest participants in a Juneteenth march to Malcolm X Park in West Philadelphia were in strollers or being carried in their parents' arms. The oldest used walkers and wheelchairs. There was a drum line made up of West Philly elementary and middle schoolers, black Israelites in purple robes, a big group of brothers from Omega Psi Phi, a historic black fraternity, a who's who of politicians and community leaders. And many, many of those people came to the celebration with the same thought as this Omega brother, who introduced himself only as Omega O.
There's still a whole lot of work behind us. I mean, we're celebrating, but it really is, you think about the atrocities that happened to our people over these many years, it's sad. You know, it was inhumane, vile, heinous. And so we need to address that and then, you know, move forward.
After George Floyd was murdered by a police officer last year, pressure on lawmakers to pass policing reforms and address structural racism mounted. But on the federal level, the bill that made Juneteenth a holiday has been one of the only major racial justice-related measures to become law. The sweeping police reform bill named for George Floyd and a high-profile anti-lynching bill both stalled in the Senate. At the Juneteenth march, Democratic Congressman Dwight Evans offered his neighbors and constituents the long view. Even getting Juneteenth acknowledged as a holiday, he said, took more than 150 years.
Because this is just the beginning. The fact of the matter, we do need George Floyd. We do need economic development. We do need education. We need all, but this is the beginning. This is the beginning.
In Harrisburg, the legislature made a little more progress, passing a law that created a database of police personnel files, which departments can use to screen for misconduct. Democrats say this was possible in the Republican-controlled chambers because of massive public pressure that stemmed from last year's protests.
We made extraordinary progress within a matter of weeks after taking control of the rostrum last summer, where we demanded immediate legislative action to address police accountability.
Philly Democratic Representative Chris Rabb was one of the primary architects of the police database bill, and he's proud it passed. But he and other members of the Legislative Black Caucus have a long list of other priorities. Changing arbitration processes to make it easier to fire bad police officers, banning chokeholds, increasing education funding, overhauling harsh sentencing laws, abolishing the death penalty. Rabb argues all of these issues are rooted in racial justice, and he thinks he knows why they haven't gotten traction.
Many of my colleagues do not either understand what systemic racism is or do not believe that it exists.
As the West Philly parade neared Malcolm X Park, Lori Nelson's mind was also on what happens next. She came to the parade from her home in New Jersey with friends and family. They were all decked out in elaborate balloon decorations she had made in the colors of the Pan-African flag. This whole trip, she said, was really for her grandkids.
I want to show my grandchildren how it's important to come together and what it means as to live as a unit.
There's still a lot of work to do beyond Juneteenth, she says. And she wants to get the kids started early. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.